This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, President Biden will say former President Trump bears responsibility for what happened 1 year ago at the U.S. Capitol. The January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Trump. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on what President Biden will say this morning at the U.S. Capitol.
I would expect that President Biden will lay out the significance of what happened at the Capitol and the singular responsibility President Trump has for the chaos and carnage that we saw. And he will forcibly push back on the lie spread by the former president in an attempt to mislead the American people and his own supporters.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It was 1 year ago today, rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol in a deadly attempt to stop Congress from certifying the vote that made President Biden the new leader of the country. Mobs marched to the U.S. Capitol after then-President Trump led a rally near the White House, claiming that he had won the 2020 election, not Joe Biden. There are chilling images of rioters fighting with police, spraying chemicals, smashing doors and windows to break into the Capitol. Hundreds of people were injured. Five died during and after the insurrection.
Classes canceled again today for public school students in Chicago as the city and teachers battle over COVID safety protocols. The teachers say the COVID surge is breaking records, and they don't want to return to in-person classes until the surge subsides. The city says the schools are safe. Forecasters are warning of heavy snow and some ice from parts of the south to the northeast today into tomorrow. Mardi Gras kicks off in New Orleans today with a rolling party on the city's historic streetcar line. Everybody will have to be vaccinated and masked. This is AP News. The AP's Tim McGuire has the latest now on the tragic house fire in Philadelphia. 12 people killed. 8 of them were children.
An early morning fire Wednesday destroyed a Philadelphia row house that had been turned into a duplex, the death toll the highest in a single fire in the city in more than 100 years. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy.
It's a sad, sad day for both the Philadelphia Fire Department and the citizens of the city of Philadelphia.
Murphy says 4 fire detectors were found in the building. Investigators say none was in working order. Neighbors are trying to make some sense out of the fire.
These are kids that we probably see riding their bikes around when I walk my dog. Such a tragic, tragic event.
The blaze was in a residential neighborhood close to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. I'm Tim McGuire.
The nation's oldest World War II veteran has died. Lawrence Brooks was 112 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.